Hello, welcome to the podcast by Dr. Trent Brown of the Faculty of Education, Monash University, focusing in on Unit 3 of the VCE Physical Education Study Design. The focus on this unit is for students to understand physical activity and sedentary behaviour from both a participatory and physiological perspective. Remember that in this unit there are two areas of study. The first focuses in on monitoring and the promotion of physical activity, and the second area of study focuses in on the physiological responses to physical activity and exercise. Further information about this unit can be found on pages 23 to 26 on the VCE study design a document published by the VCAA. If we turn to area of study 1, the monitoring and promotion of physical activity, we can see that there are a range of key knowledge and skills that covers this outcome in this way. Some of the key knowledge required by students in this unit is the understanding of the socio-ecological model, government initiatives of physical activity, non-government initiatives, and individual and population initiatives for promoting physical activity. Students are also expected to have some knowledge about the range of different subjective and objective measurement devices for physical activity, and these also come under the key skills, where students are asked to compare and contrast these methods of assessing sedentary behaviour and physical activity, also in line with the National Physical Activity Guidelines. Another important point to be made here is the issue associated with students actually participating in physical activity. One of the key skills are students to collect and analyse information on these initiatives and strategies, and it's important that they are also given the opportunity to collect, measure and evaluate this data so that they are comfortable in explaining and understanding the key knowledge and key skills associated with this area of study. If we turn now to area of study 2, the physiological responses to physical activity, we can see that this area of study is completely focused in on the various systems and mechanisms associated with energy required for human movement. Some of the key knowledge and skills that students are required to have understanding relate to the acute responses to exercise in cardiovascular, respiratory, and muscular systems. They also need to have an understanding about the interplay of energy systems, including the ATP-CP, anaerobic glycolysis, and the aerobic system for physical activity. They also need to have an understanding about the rate of ATP production and the capacity of each energy system and the contribution of each energy system when performing exercise. Students are also expected to have some knowledge association with oxygen uptake, including terms such as oxygen deficit, steady state of exercise, and excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, or EPOC. Students are also introduced to concepts associated with fatigue and recovery methods, and importantly, students are also expected to participate in physical activity and exercise through a number of these different tests to collect and analyse such data. It's important for both students and teachers of this unit to have some in-depth understanding about the assessment practices and the school assessed coursework that needs to be completed for this unit. This information is available to teachers and students on page 26 of the study design. For outcome 1, there is one SAC focused in on this task worth 40 marks. And with outcome 2, there are two SACs that are for this unit, totaling three SACs for unit 3. Outcome 2, which focuses in on using data collected in practical activities to analyse how major body systems and energy systems work together, is broken down into two separate assessment tasks. The first is worth 20 marks, and can be seen on page 26. And the second, worth 40 marks, is a practical laboratory report that analyses the relative contribution of the energy systems and associated fatigue mechanisms and recovery strategies in various activities. This has been a brief snapshot of Unit 3 of the VCE Physical Education Study Design. This podcast was designed by Dr. Trent Brown, the Faculty of Education, Monash University.